Welcome home. You, my dear, have perfect timing. You see, I'm brewing up a new potion and it... Oh, it's almost ready. Look at that smoke. That is promising. I think I've cracked it this time. I think this will work. And why are you staring at me like that? Who am I? Who do you think I am? Oh, you think I'm a crazy woman who's broken into your house? Really? That's a little rude. Oh, wait. You haven't seen me in this form before, have you? Well, I'll forgive you then. I'll forgive you. For what? Being so rude. Stop. Shh. Don't say something you'll regret. Of course, you can't talk right now because I shushed you. It's a simple spell. It'll wear off in a little bit. Unless I bind you. If I bind you, it will be permanent. It's a joke. It's just a joke. You're just getting a little bit worked up is all. Why don't you take a seat? Take a seat. If I can take away your voice, don't you wonder what else I might be able to take away? Yes, I think you had better sit down. Now, I understand that it's a shock. It's a shock to come home and find your living room, well, transformed. But darling, you did say that this was my room. You did say that you wanted me to feel at home. You do remember, don't you? You stroked my fur and oh, you were so sweet. This is your new home, honey. You're safe here, honey. I'll look after you, honey. What are you doing? What did I do to the cat? Oh, you are slow. Darling, I'm your cat. Really? Can't you tell? Don't you recognize me? You do. No. Stop thinking and start feeling. Look into my eyes. That's right. Don't they seem familiar? Listen to my voice. Isn't it familiar? Would you like me to meow? That's right. I'm Honey. I like that name, by the way. I think I'll keep it. Call me Honey. I like it when you call me Honey. I like it when you call me Honey and scratch between my ears. Oh, the shivers are just delicious. Have you still not caught up? Oh, it must have been such a long, hard day at work. Don't worry. I am perfectly happy to fill you in. I do so love to talk about myself. So, where to begin? Ah, yes. The poor stray cat. Oh, that is my favorite form. There's something about being a cat that comes so very naturally to me. I'm quite feline, don't you think? Yes. I was your cat. I am your cat. Well, part-time at least. Darling, I didn't trick you. I did nothing of the sort. Darling, I know you're in shock, but be polite. We live together. It's important that we have a good relationship. A civil relationship. Would it help if I let you pet me? I don't mind. Budge up. Budge up. Really? You don't want to pet me. You don't want to pet your beautiful honey. You called me beautiful. Don't you think I'm beautiful anymore? Don't you like the way I look? That makes me sad. Oh, you do think I'm beautiful. Wow. That. Makes me very happy. Budger. Let me just lean in and just nuzzle my cheek against you. You can pet me if you like. Oh, darling, don't be so shy. You spent hours petting me last night, and I loved every second of it. Come on, it'll make you feel better. Oh, that's stuff. You are awfully good at that. Makes a girl want to meow. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just playing. I'm a very playful cat, and a very playful witch. A playful witch. A witch. Oh, you are adorable. Of course I'm a witch. I turn into a cat, I have a cauldron, and you came home to find me brewing a potion. That is very witchy. Don't tell me you don't like witches. Because there are people out there who do not like witches. And I mean, they really, really, really do not like us. They're all pitchforks and torches. They burn us out. That's what happened to my last home. They burnt me out. It was a very close thing. I barely got away. And the only reason I did is because I changed into a cat. Cute little stray. You know, the one that you started to pet on your lunch breaks at work. The one you began to treat with all those tasty little tidbits. Oh, how you spoiled me. I was a little wary. There's something about being chased by a bunch of crazy people with axes and pitchforks and torches. That makes a girl put her guard up. But you were very persistent. And then you wanted to bring me home. I was suspicious. But you were so convincing. So earnest. So I let you bring me home. And I like it here. I like you. But I've learnt my lesson. I don't take chances anymore, so I waited a while. And you only got better. You treat me so well. You pet me, you spoil me. You said that this is my home. You said that I'm safe, and so this is my home. You don't mind about the living room, do you? I just redecorated a little bit. I need somewhere to work. And this room is the best. It's the fireplace, you see. I love an open fire. Look. Purple smoke. That is a good sign, I think. I have to be honest, I'm not exactly sure how this potion is meant to work. Well, I know it's meant to turn you invisible, but I'm not sure if it will work. I've never managed to get it perfect before. Translucent, yes. Invisible apart from a head, a foot, an ass. I did once turn someone blue. But this, I think, is a winner. Why don't you try it and find out? Why don't you try it? It's perfectly harmless. What's the worst that could happen? You turn blue. And you look good in blue. You're very pretty. What's wrong? Is it really so dire to have me as a housemate? I'm still the same cat that you adopted. Or rather, that adopted you. Only, in this form I can cook. And I'm a very good cook. So long as you like frogs and toads. I'm joking. I only use those in my potions. Darling, look at me. Kitten eyes all sad. Is it really so bad that I'm a witch? Is it really so bad that honey isn't just a cat? You did say that I was beautiful like this too. I'm so happy you said that. Now, why don't you go and get changed? I'll cook you dinner and then you can try the potion. Wouldn't it be fun to be invisible? Just think of all the things we could get up to. Like I said, I'm very feline. Now off you go. I'm going to decant this and make you a nice meal. Oh, don't worry, I know what you like to eat. We've shared lunches for weeks, remember? So easy. This could not have gone any better. Invisibility. You're in for a surprise. But what do you expect? You live. Oh no, I didn't say anything. I was just talking to my potions. Meow. Meow.